Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
I love that song. I think that might be my favorite Taylor Swift song. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Remember when that first came out? I was just like, ah! That's the one! I knew you were in trouble!
I still can't believe she didn't get anything at the Grammys.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what a shutout. Yikes.
It really doesn't happen to her.
No, it sure doesn't.
Especially after the year she had.
She'll be okay.
She probably will, you know? She should just go like, count money for a while.
Well, she has to go to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true.
She's headed for...
Maybe she's busy picking out her outfit.
New Orleans right now, I guess.
She'd probably buy a house there. It's so nice. You know what's funny about the artist, The Weeknd?
No.
The Weeknd? It's that you can't write his name into copy. Like, it's very... it always autocorrects. Like, even when I go... No, it's fine. It's just... When you type it in and you try to type it in without the third E, it just goes, no. That's not how you spell Weeknd. We should actually write it out, Weeknd. You like W-E-A-K? Yeah. Mm. The Weeknd. Anyway, no matter how you spell it, The Weeknd is coming to town, and we've got tickets for the show, and we're giving them away all day. So at 9:05, Sarah and Vinny Show has a pair. We've got a pair at 12:05, and Jane's got three pairs this afternoon and all week. 405, 505, and 605. If you want to see The Weeknd, you just text that code word to our contest line and then you'll be entered. The Weeknd, he's on a tour called After Hours Till Dawn Tour. All night is what that sounds like. July 8th at Levi's is our date, courtesy of Live Nation.
Mm.
Yesterday, and I will get to the Kanye stuff because there's more. There always is.
I didn't know. I hadn't heard.
A little bit. There's a little bit more.
Took my eye off that ball for a minute, so yeah. It'll be interesting to see.
No, don't. It's, you know.
Can't wait.
Actually, you see less. You see less than you did at the actual Grammys, so.
Oh, you see less as in.
You took your eye off, but you go back and you're like, oh my God, she's. You know what's so crazy about, you know, people just like push you so far that the thing that you thought was so outrageous becomes like, well, thank God she's got clothes on. Well, all I can really see is just her butt cheeks now. And the shadow of everything through the mostly see-through other things she put on. But it wasn't just like, I don't even know what diaphanous fabric it was. It just, it looked like she was wearing matte, like not shiny saran wrap. You know, just like clearly there's something there floating over her.
It looked like a pantyhose to me, but okay.
I just didn't even feel like it looked that thick. You know what I mean? Mm. It was just like such a thin, flimsy thing.
You know, as great looking as that lady is.
We're talking about Bianca Censori, yeah, the wife
Kanye's
of Kanye
wife.
West.
There's things that I will look at for inspiration. And then sometimes real life sort of unfortunately is emanating from the visual. And I felt like I'm not into when I see in a porn like where someone's being choked or or it doesn't seem welcome. The treatment.
Like, she doesn't like that.
No, there's no, like, yeah, I am not into that. And I turn it off and I'm like, I'm sure there's some sicko out there going, oh, that's the hottest. And I'm just not into it. And I'm not into her. As hot as she is, I feel like I just want
to. Is it because Kanye's always right there, like, weirdly quiet and looking down at her like a complete perv?
I don't know when it's going to happen, but at some point it'll come out that he's had some kind of weird control. You know what I mean?
Although, and we're kind of skipping to this now because we brought it up we get hooked on. So they went to a Grammys after party, and I got to say, it's revisionary. I was looking at it going, nah, she's having fun.
Yeah, that's it. Same with me. Like, I just was like, I think this is just who she is.
Look
at her. She's having a blast.
Well, oh, shoot. I don't have
it. Oh, you don't have the screen up. Sorry.
Damn it. The whole time we could have been rolling those pictures. Yeah, so she wore basically nothing to the Grammys, and all they did was the red carpet, and then they left. She put on one of those kind of triangle outfits. Not the true triangles, more like just a bodysuit that goes up her butt, you know, the whole thing there. So, but she is, at one point, she's got a mic. She's writhing all around. She's, you know, got her legs in the air like she just don't care. I mean, she's...
a drink in her hand, too.
She's so much more dressed in this picture than she was on the red carpet. Kanye, who is just like, in every picture, glasses. It's nighttime. Glasses, stoic. No expression on his face, no smile, certainly, because he's got those dumb teeth. I was looking at her butt because she was presenting
it to me.
He's
stuck in those teeth, isn't he?
Yeah. He got his teeth filed down to get those permanently affixed, and now he lisps. So she got this tiny little thing. It's like it's like if it was a very small and very revealing
one-piece.
Oh,
wait, he was just smiling. Go back.
Oh, was he? I missed that. Oh, yeah, there he is. Yeah, see the... They look white in that picture, don't they?
It's hard to tell. Yeah, it's a definite.
There are fangs that are part of it, though, and it does look like kind of a solid.
We're looking at Kanye photos from the Grammys night.
This is the
party
after party,
afterward.
Yeah.
But I.
So pause it on this one. So there's a picture of her from behind. He's got her, by the way. His hand is clamped on her arm, and he's walking behind her, and she's wearing underwear, barely. And I thought to myself, I hope she doesn't have to pee. And if she does have to pee, I hope she knows better than to sit down on that toilet. Because it doesn't take long for a toilet to leave a mark.
Mm.
You know, who hasn't looked at their butt and gone, oh, Jesus, I mean, I have to go back out to the pool and that's what I've got going on here. This is so, I can't have that.
Yeah, I've never thought about that.
Well, you wear trunks, you know.
Yeah.
When you're a kid or a girl and you're in a bathing suit. Sure, in a bikini or any kind of bathing suit, really. I mean, and look, her whole butt showing, like... I've never worn anything that would reveal my whole butt. I mean, at least not without clothing over it. I mean, it's just so.
You just do the see-through tops.
Yeah.
Not on purpose, though. So, by the way, she's so much more dressed that they still have to blur out her nipples on the thing. So she's not really dressed.
She's stunning, but I still am not. There's just something.
Yeah. But she's cuter in the pictures that Kanye isn't hovering right over the top of her. Now, as soon as he's in the picture, you're like, oh,
yeah,
boy.
She looks
like a captive.
Just for the record.
Oh, there he is with his teeth. His big, gross teeth. Yeah.
I don't know about you. I've dated a lady or two, and I'm currently married. And in most cases that I can read, stories that I can retell, girls get cold.
Yes.
They get cold faster than boys. And it's winter.
Mm.
And I know it's California, but he's got a leather coat on.
Oh, he is.
And she is wearing nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. So I don't know if that's... She's Australian, right, mate?
Right, mate.
So maybe she's just, you know, sturdy or stock.
She's just
tougher.
Right.
I don't know. But I feel like that dude's got a leather coat on and long pants. And she's got
the jogging pants.
Nothing.
Yeah, she is. She is literally wearing nothing. I mean, if that whole outfit weighs 3 ounces, I'd be amazed.
Well, they're hugging for warmth. You can see
he is actually cradling her bush cheeks. There's one video where they're at a party, but nobody is at the party but them. As in, everyone else is at a thing where they're staring at two people with their phones going the whole time, and the two of them are just, you know, kissing and doing their thing, and everyone around them has got a phone trained on them. It's like the weirdest way to live. And then he's standing up and, you know, I guess they're listening to his music or something. And he stands up and starts.
Oh, it's his party?
It seemed like it. I don't know.
I was going to say it, you know, you say he's wearing glasses and it's night and it's indoors, but he knows he's being photographed.
Oh, yes. Oh, there. You could not, even if you somehow didn't know you were being photographed. Like, look at this picture where she is wearing nothing, bent over, got a mic suggestively at her face, leg up in the air. She's got no clothes on. And there is nothing but a bunch of dudes standing around her. Every single one of them has a camera trained on her.
Well, if you guys feel like she's having fun and she's cool, that's great. I still don't like.
It looks a lot happier than it has in a lot of other.
They're Frenching, as you might say.
Outside of mouth Frenching.
Yeah.
Like more like licking.
Yeah.
Well,
like face lapping.
Touching tongues.
But okay, good. I'm glad to hear that you feel like that she's okay.
I think it's just one picture where she's got the mic and she looks
like she's having partying, having fun. I mean, everybody else is fully dressed and actually looks chilly. But she seems fine. She doesn't need, you know, she doesn't have goose pimples.
And
she doesn't seem to be shivering. Her teeth aren't chattering. I don't know. Anyway, that's what they did after the party. They waited for everyone to be done with the Grammys. So they waited around. We're just going to wait here until the Grammys let out. And then the party will start. In the meantime, you should put some clothes on. Here's a 3-ounce leotard. My God. Oh, you know, though, if you were constantly on display the way Bianca Censori is these days as the consort of Kanye West, you would have to be working out all the time. And I mean, hardly eating. If that lady ate lunch, she'd be busting out of that stuff.
Like I said, she looks amazing, but I definitely don't feel comfortable or joyful. Normally when I see a naked lady, I'm joyful. It's like, it brightens my day. I love the female form. I see her and it comes with a gray cloud, unfortunately.
You know, when you said that, it reminded me of, I'm sure you've seen it. I think it's called Blurred Lines and it's the Robin Thicke. Mm-hmm. Is that his name?
Yeah.
It's his video and Emily Ratajkowski. It's the first time I ever see Emily Ratajkowski and she's naked and she's dancing in the video. And there are other girls as well, I believe. But she is, you can't take your eyes off her. She looks like she's brimming with joy. Like, to me, that's a person who was like, I'll get paid to be in this video, but I'm going to be naked and dancing. I'm 100% fine with that, and I can't wait. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, I consented to this. I'm in control of this. I'm not being abused in any way. I'm having fun. This is great. Now, that could just be that she's an incredible actress.
Could be.
But by this the way, lady they lost looks...
They lost the lawsuit on that song.
They did. I think that they had to pay... There was some percentage of all their profits that had to go to the Marvin Gaye Foundation or the Marvin Gaye
Family
Estate.
Estate, right.
Right.
By the way, these pictures that we're talking about will be up. They're up on the Facebook.
Well, and also they're on TMZ. So, but of course, please do go to our Facebook page. What am I, crazy? Go to the Facebook page. Like and subscribe. Is that a thing people do?
Follow.
Sure, follow that. There it is, follow. Okay, back to the Grammys, because I just really wanted, I've completely eaten this whole thing up. I had gotten so hung up on what Bianca Censori wasn't wearing on the red carpet that I completely failed to mention the castle that Jaden Smith wore on his head. Of course, it's now become a meme and all different people have all different kinds of houses on their heads. It's a black castle. And, you know, people are joking that he solved the LA housing crisis because everyone could get a little house to just put on their head. It's like if somebody made a castle out of a box and then spray painted it black.
That's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny. So anyway, but he looks sad. It's like a sad, it's a castle of sadness. So the castle that kind of looks like your kid's seventh grade art project is actually a piece of wearable art from a legit design house called Abode. So it's time to play a mini game.
Oh, good. I get to lose again.
Well,
maybe not.
Maybe you win. Maybe I'll make, I'll tell you what, I'll make Vinny go first. And then you can.
The mom/wife/ What was the term she used when she had that thing with the other young man?
Entanglement.
The entanglement.
Talking about Jada.
The entangler. She didn't make an appearance at this Grammys, did she?
I didn't see her. You know, the daughter was nominated for a couple of Grammys, which is why Jaden went with his sister Willow.
And then dad was there, and doing, did way too much mic time.
Right. Did not. If she was there, I didn't see her.
Mm.
But maybe she was like, "You're wearing that castle out the house?" And he was like, "Yes, mother." And she was like, "Well, I'm not going then.
I don't see that.
I can't be seen. I can't be seen with that." Yeah, of all the things, I can't be seen with a child with a weird castle on top of his head. By the way, it's like super heavy to one side. Can you scroll through those pictures? There's actually somebody went. There's some fun memes in there where they've got. I want to say it's Willem Dafoe has the hat on.
Cute.
This is actually apparently that's actually the cover of some magazine from years ago.
Oh, that's
anyway. Cute. There you go. So he's got a shadow castle on. Okay, here is the question in the minigame. How much for that silly castle? I guess hat. It's a piece of wearable art. How much for that? In U.S. dollars.
$2,000.
Oh, I would go $2,001.
It is $4,600. $4,600 for a castle you can wear on your head, but at
is
that
it styrofoam?
Price, I don't know what it's made out of. Actually,
excuse me, I get.
That.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
Woo! Haven't heard that in a while.
I know it has been a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're on the show, Maddie.
Thank you.
So for the $4,600, though, if you just love that hat, don't worry, they custom make it for you so that it fits your shoulders and your face.
Oh, thank
through.
God!
Yes, I know, right. You want it to be.
I have
perfect
a very view. Long neck, and so
I'm willowy, just
I'm
like
gonna
a
need,
right.
Yeah, special yeah. fit.
Yep, definitely. Maybe you could just have like a tower, like a turret tower, you know, and just.
Oh yeah, that'd look good.
Because his neck is so long, it would like sit nicely on your shoulders. And
I think a project for the evil genius.
Yeah. I believe I put this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, by the way. We did post, I think we have some
you posted
Super
that.
Bowl stuff that we're going to put up there as well. Oh yeah, there it is. It's right on the, it's like the top thing right now on the Facebook page. So there's that. Okay, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
You know, it's a classic story. A man loves a woman. Oh. He marries a woman and then he bones another woman.
Oh, I hate that story.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims.
Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
La 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 la. I'll just get some Febreze. It'll be fine. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram page and you'll see pics from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
You know, I thought that stuff was for like laundry or something, but someone has prominently displayed a Febreze can in our bathroom. And believe it or not, I walked in and went, man, it smells good in here.
Mm. La 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 la.
I don't know how they're not a sponsor. You know, at this point.
They are a sponsor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sponsor your segments.
Oh, yep. Good.
But it's well needed in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and obviously it's a dig on you as well. So.
No, I.
Did you bring that in for him?
I did not.
Oh, somebody else brought
that, dig, though.
Fantastic.
I saw it.
Well, it's a very noted. Useful dig, though, Vin. You're useful. See?
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by another Alice Escape with Bruno Mars all this week at 3:05. That's Jane. Listen for the code word.
Oh, I'd love to win this trip.
Listen to Jane Picks and enjoy.
Well, I work here, so I can't win it.
Text that code word that Jane Picks gives you to our contest line 20357 and enter for your chance to win two tickets to see Bruno Mars at Dolby Live in Las Vegas on June 2nd. A two-night hotel stay at Park MGM and round-trip airfare for you and a guest, courtesy of Live Nation. Thank you, Live Nation.
They've been stoking us out.
Yeah, trips are good.
Yeah.
Trips are real good.
Okay.
We've got an atmospheric river rolling through as we speak. So the rain was super heavy as I left the house this morning. Highway 17, and I know most of you don't drive that, was absolutely half speed, if not less.
And then you said you saw a spin out.
There were spin outs. It's going to be a rough drive in today. So
work from home if you can.
There's the notes.
Give yourself extra time.
We've already left and you saw it too, right? Heavy rain where you were or no?
You know, it was pouring when I woke up. And when I got in my car, it was only lightly raining. Mm. And then by the time I got into the city, it was pouring again. So I didn't get completely soaked when I went to my car, which was nice.
Okay,
but good. I didn't wear my leather jacket today because I was like, I'm not getting that beautiful thing wet.
Oh, jeesh.
Wear my cruddy old jacket.
Wow, you still love it.
Oh, my God. I love the jacket.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm pretty psyched.
It's rare that...
Hard to find a good leather jacket that I really like.
I don't know how rare it is, but you know those bold moves you make where you go, this, I gotta, it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And then later you just go, I can't believe I don't even want to put it on anymore. So good. That you love it.
Yeah,
it's great.
I do love it. I'm really into it. I like it.
So, you know, back in the olden days.
Well, tell me all about it, youngster. You whippersnapper.
You could get away with a lot more.
Yo, you could. And because there was just so, it feels like there were fewer eyes on you at all times.
Well, I mean, there was a point in time when you could knock a lady up and she could say, no, that's not his, it's yours. Duh. And
oh, yes.
And you'd
sure,
go, okay.
Yes, right. Well, of course it is, darling.
What? Of course it's yours.
There's no chance that there'll be some kind of DNA sorter outer that's available for by just by spitting in a cup. In
for
20
practically
years.
For free.
You are the father.
A woman accidentally discovered her husband was cheating. This
Uh-oh.
Is another one.
Uh-oh.
With all the cameras at home and all the different ways and the phones and the texting and the, I mean, if, oh, why is her name escaping me? Machine Gun Kelly's.
Oh, Megan Fox. Right.
I mean,
she picked up his phone over Thanksgiving and saw something on there that was relationship ending, is
what
they
say. And it's over. She's a pregnant lady, and it's over.
Yep.
Anyway.
It's over.
Technology has made it easier to catch a cheating partner. Not always in the obvious ways, though. Last month, a woman went online to ask people for cleaning tips.
Oh.
And online, just Googling something in general can give you the answer that why doesn't this? Google it.
Yep.
You might just go, oh my God, that's all I have to do and that thing's going to work perfectly.
This couldn't be, right. Like sometimes you're like, my phone is a brick. I can't make it work. And they're like, try this one simple trick.
Yep. Last month, a woman went online to ask people for cleaning tips. She noticed everything in her house was turning green, and she couldn't figure out what was causing it.
Everything was turning green?
The green coloring was showing up on couch cushions, bed sheets, carpeting, her own socks, her phone charger,
even on
her cat.
Oh.
In her post about it, she showed pictures where you could clearly see a green hue showing up on everything. She tested for mold. It wasn't mold. She tested to see if it was her detergent. It wasn't that either.
The
house is turning
this
green.
This is an incredible story, Vincent.
I know, I'm on the edge of my seat.
There were a lot of theories online as she had posted publicly about this problem she's having. One person said, there's a brand new jean from Old Navy. They're green and they stain everything.
Oh my God.
The woman said, me and my husband aren't jeans people. Then someone else said, imagine this is how you discover he's having an affair with some Old Navy wearing woman from the cat turning green.
To your sheet? Do you say your sheets and stuff? I mean,
sheets.
So the cat curled up in her lap and.
Carpeting, couch cushions, socks,
phone
charger.
My God. Incredible.
The cat. Did I say the cat? The cat turned green.
Cat several times. Please keep saying that. That's just bizarre.
And apparently, that is in fact what's happening.
Oh. I'm glad she found out.
The woman later posted an update saying that she didn't take that dumb comment seriously at first. But her husband had been acting strangely.
Oh.
So she checked the bank statements for Old Navy purchases.
Oh.
She didn't see anything, but when she looked through his phone, she found evidence of an affair. And yes, the other woman was wearing jeans in a lot of her photos.
Oh.
The random commenter who jokingly suggested the affair saw the woman's update and said, I was the Old Navy jeans commenter. I'm screaming. Sorry you found out like this, but glad the truth came out.
I'm glad the truth came out too, but what an awful thing to find out. Like you're going crazy trying to get this green out of your house.
Oh my God.
It's on your cat. Which there are so many names for little kid cats.
Jean bleed.
You know, this is why you should never get white leather in your car. I don't care how high-end your car is, you know. Even blue jeans, you wear them enough times and you slide into a light-colored leather or something. But this green sounds insidious. Like, come on, Old Navy, really?
Well, they over-dye stuff. And then, you know, they might even tell you, don't wash it right away. And so you're rubbing all that over-dye. I don't know that pant.
I'm surprised the lady's legs didn't go green
on
her.
They might have. They may very well have.
That and the guy was like, it's even hotter that you're an alien.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. I mean, or just, you know, guys.
Yeah.
And naked ladies.
They'll bang anything.
You know.
She's a green lady? I don't even care. I loved Wicked. Can I just call you
Captain
Elphaba?
Captain Kirk was always after those weird alien women.
He was like, you know what? You seem female. I'm going to go for this.
Anyway. How about a fast fact?
You know I love those, Vinny. Just give it to me.
I would like to say, I don't even believe my own fast fact here.
Oh my goodness. Let's hear it.
Kate Winslet did considerable underwater training for the 2022 movie Avatar, The Way of Water.
Oh,
to
I've
point
heard this.
Where she could hold her breath underwater for 7 minutes and 14 seconds. Some Navy SEALs never break 3 minutes, but Kate Winslet, the wonderful English actress from Titanic, can almost double Navy SEALs.
Yeah. She talks about this. And I want to say she was, she's not at the record, but she's really close to it or something. Like there was some big story. I've seen that fast fact before.
I don't believe that.
Not as a fast fact.
I don't buy it.
I believe anything.
Ah, come on. No, you won't.
If I see it in more than one story. You just told me and I read it somewhere else. It's definitely a fact.
She shouldn't have taken the door. She should have let Jack
she
have
should,
the door.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You can hold your breath forever, lady.
Shakespeare.
What about him?
Became rich by hoarding grain and then selling it for ridiculous prices during the famine.
You scuzzbucket. You know, grain seems like a thing that, you know, even a little moisture will start mold growing on that. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like in those olden days.
I don't think you go into the grain biz if you can't somehow.
You've got some kind of rights.
You already know how to keep
you're like,
that
you know,
fresh.
I'm a playwright, but look at this barrel of grain that I could hoard and become rich from.
Then he used that money to run a money lending business.
Oh.
He was once charged with tax evasion, but Shakespeare, not just the hopeless romantic writer that you think him or her to be.
Some question that Shakespeare was even a real person.
Oh. Yeah. And him or her, as I just said.
He was a real person.
What?
He wasn't a nom de plume.
Oh my God.
And like not a.
That's just a dumb conspiracy.
How did we let it get away from us that homeboy had his first class yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
So you are a professor at?
The Academy of Art University, and I'm teaching a class on media entrepreneurship. And half of my students showed up. Half of them did not show up the first day.
Wait. You said you only had four students signed up for the class.
Four students class. It's like a tutoring session right now at this point. But
whatever.
It's just good to be back, though, in the school and see students. And, you know, because it's been building back up since the pandemic, really.
Is this the beginning of a quarter or semester or what?
Okay, yeah, we just started. All students are back in town in San Francisco.
Hello.
Hi, Academy of Art. Go Urban Knights. And it was cool. It was a long day, though. I mean, you know.
Of course.
We started, you know, 4:30 and then I got home at like 5 and it was.
I shed a small tear as I left for gymnastics at 2:03 in the afternoon yesterday. More stuff? What?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a joy to watch her do trampoline. But, you know, still, there you are. It's still late in the day.
But I got some good kids. They're fun. And,
so people will crash your class, though.
What do you mean?
Well, it does not work. Like, a lot of times I used to get my schedule and go, who picked this? I can't make a Tuesday. And then I would go, I'd drop that class and go crash another. You go into the class. You sit down, you talk to the teacher after class and say, I'd like to become one of your students in this class. And whether they have the room or not, they decide, you're welcome. Come on in.
Oh, no, nobody's crashed yet. But I have had that happen because I teach like 3 or 4 classes. So somebody likes me, they drop it a class to come take another one of my
classes.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. Crashing, that's not normal?
Yeah, I don't know if it's. Yeah, I don't
Maybe
see
that's
very
just
often.
A junior college thing.
It might
you know,
be. I don't know.
It might just be a Miracosta College thing.
It's a JUCO thing.
Okay.
No, but
JUCO.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but these were grad students and they were serious about the class. And
very.
So it went well
students,
and you were.
Yeah. Yeah. So every, yeah, it went well. I'm,
how long is that class?
3 hours.
Oh my God. It's a 3 hour class.
I teach 3 hours. Yeah.
Oh geez, Louise, do you have a full, like, it, do you tell stories and stuff? Is that, how do you feel 3 hours talking yeah. about,
you know, well, when
they're like, well, that's the whole class. You've learned everything.
I make them do a lot of, like, especially in this class, they have to do a lot of, they're going to be doing a lot of presenting. You know, their final is they're going to put together a business pitch and pitch it to some VCs that I know and, you know, have a chance to, you know, kind of like a Shark Tank almost in the class. So every day, and, you know, I have two shy students. And so, you know, they have to.
You got
to
get them going.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, I told them, like,
oh my God, this jump is
in
so funny.
So they jumped in, you know, yesterday. I made them pitch themselves and made them, you know, do a little two truths and a lie and some stuff like that. Just some fun things to get them okay with talking in front of people.
Right.
And then I critique the hell out of them.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fun, Maddie.
Yeah.
I bet you're a good teacher.
I enjoy
you're, you're such a sweet
well, he
person.
He looked very handsome yesterday.
He really
too.
Did oh, look I mean, very handsome.
Easy on the eyes, buddy.
I'm guessing he's not teaching today.
Yeah, I mean, it's that, this outfit is not nearly as color-coded as yesterday's.
Like a bell, it's almost like a weird Belichick-looking sweatshirt on.
It's oversized Adidas.
Oh,
a large
ding,
sleeves.
Ding, shame.
Shame.
Ooh.
Happy 21st birthday, Facebook.
Hey, Facebook.
Facebook turns 21 today. You know, we forget, like just the other day when I was going down to look at that car and I'm driving through and I realize Apple lives here. Apple owns every building on this entire giant street.
Right. Forget just the, you know, the Halo spaceship.
Speaking about, you know, we're talking about severance and the corporate culture. There's few big ones around here where I'm sure people will watch that and go, I'm being sold some of that same crap.
Mm.
Facebook, similar, gigantic. I don't know if they still are even centered in Palo Alto or if they've moved south and it's spread out far and wide, but they were Palo Alto for a minute there, weren't they?
I think so. I thought they were Cupertino now.
It might be.
I'm not.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? I'm not sure, though. You get down there and it's just, I can't tell what's what.
I think they outgrow, very quickly outgrow headquarters, you know, from the...
The apple seed is strong.
Oh,
yes,
it is.
Yes.
It grows wherever it lands.
Sure. That's funny.
Anyway,
John.
Facebook can buy beer today without asking some guy out front.
Oh, my God. If you were born in 04, you can buy beer today. Wow.
Oh, you haven't seen that commercial?
No.
Oh, there's a commercial where, or maybe it's a meme. I don't even know anymore. The person looks at the ID and goes, oh, you got to be 21. And he goes, I am 21. I was born in 2004. Mm. Oh.
You know, it's just so crazy. I can't believe it.
How are the
time just flies. It's just crazy.
Anyway.
It really is.
Congratulations, Facebook. No one believed you'd turn it into what you have.
What even is it anymore?
Well, I remember thinking completely like, how do you monetize this?
Right.
It's like a yearbook. It's a personal diary. And then people told me, stop posting stuff like that. It's not a diary. And I was
this isn't a personal private album. That
well,
was your MySpace page.
Nobody's
on there. Just do it on there.
Oh, Facebook's now too old to date Leo DiCaprio. Happy birthday, yeah. Facebook.
It's got a couple more years.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. How do you kill 3 hours? Have Hooman come in and tell his class his Coming to America story. Yeah.
I was 4 years old when my mom fled Iran with me.
With a suitcase and $25.
Yeah. You know the story.
Of course I do.
If you know Hooman, you know the story, the origin story. He keeps releasing the origin story movie.
Yeah.
I love that.
But somehow I have money all the time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Never not needing money.
Always have it.
415 says Shakira caught her husband cheating because her apricot jam was missing from the fridge. And if I remember correctly, he didn't like that.
And someone was eating it.
So someone came to their... You know, that's an interesting move. Cheating at your own house, I would expect the neighbors...
Yes.
...to say something before any kind of apricot jam puzzle
I agree
was
with
put
that.
Together.
I think that when you're Shakira, you're probably out on tour, you're away, he knows you're gone for days... I mean, I thought they had kids, though. So you'd think they and the nanny would still be there, but they probably live in a big palace and there's probably vehicles in and out of that place all the time, right?
It's not like, you know,
Bill's house next door where you're like, as soon as the wife drives off, this lady comes out of a car and walks right in. That seems fishy.
I think that would be, I mean, it's already awful. The person you love is boning someone else, but to do it.
Like in your own bed.
In your bed.
And she's eating your apricot jelly.
Some dude got in my bed and did my wife there.
Oof. And then I got in there that night and slept.
And then something weird was on my toe and it turned out to be a used condom.
Oh.
Like, you know, there's
when did
no
that happen? Well, that's Jesus.
I didn't. I'm just saying, like, you know, the indisputable evidence of, you know, whether it's the earring that she doesn't, you know, the wife's like, I don't own anything like that.
Right. Why is there a diamond stud in our bed?
The
Matthew,
maid?
Why is there? That's Robin.
Oh, Robin.
All right, from CB Strike, you guys.
Oh, that is.
Read
that's
those
the
books.
Story in yeah. that. Yes. She
finds the diamond ring. The diamond earring.
Yep.
That bitch Sarah left it in the bed.
And that lady was their friend. Like around, hanging.
Yep.
Yikes. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Stranger Things and Vampire Slayers.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.